Back at Domain Stadium, it is full-time 12-20-92. The Eagles to Fremantle 8-11-59. Our footy review for Autostrada Havel. Mark Reddings, Carl Langdon, Peter Bell. Some lively debate, and we're getting back to our callers very shortly. But let's head to the West Coast Eagles rooms. Ben Cameron has a special guest.
I certainly do. I have Luke Shuey with me from the West Coast Eagles. Luke, what did you take out of that match against the Fremantle Dockers here tonight?
Covered good bumps and bruises. but apart from that, I think it was a pretty complete performance. In terms of playing four quarters of footy, they jumped us early in the last. We had a flat patch, but we talked before the game that you're not going to be on for 120 minutes of a whole football game. There's going to be times when your back's against the wall, and we were able to stand up and bounce back late in the last.
How impressed were you with the game of Matt Prittis? He took out the Ross Glendinning medal, but it was just another night at the office. It was a very Matt Prittis-like performance, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. He's our warrior. We spoke about him after the game a little bit. He doesn't like the limelight, but yeah, we told him how good he was tonight, and well-deserved Roscoe for him.
Now, just quickly before I send you upstairs, you've got some ice on your right quad, just above your knee, and you've got some ice on your left ankle. Can you talk us through each of them? Are you okay?
Say no.
I'm all right.
General soreness.
Just a sore ankle through the week and got through the game fine and just copped a stock-standard corky in the thigh, so all good, mate.
You're pretty tough. I'll send you upstairs. We've got Mark Reddings, Carl Langdon and Peter Bell.
Luke, congratulations on the win, first of all. And I know that the effort was complete, as you put it, but there's still a lot to work on, I guess, conversion in front of goal. And at times you could have probably used the ball a bit better, I thought.
Yeah, no, you're right. We quite often bombed away to their numbers. We weren't composed with the footy for a lot of the night. But, oh, I mean, that's high-intense football. That's finals football. You've got to find ways to win when it's scrappy, and I think we did that tonight.
Can I ask you, you would have noticed at one stage it's Matt DeBoer in the ruck against Nick Natanui. I mean, it's rare that sort of thing happens. It must be a pretty unique challenge to deal with, I guess, when you're so decisively going to win the ruck contest.
Yeah, a couple of times it was Nick versus Matt and Nick versus Mickey Barlow, and I think they still won the clearance. He's going to win the tap, but it doesn't mean you're going to win the clearance. So we still had to fight inside. They're a terrific inside team in the midfield, and I thought it was a pretty even battle for most of the night.
Luke, we do appreciate your time tonight. We do have to get to Adam Simpson's press conference. Congratulations on the win. Best of luck for the rest of the season, and thanks for being part of 6PR tonight.
Understand where I stand, boys.
Got that.
Hey, and I didn't give him a vote either. I feel really bad now. Let's go to Adam Simpson and Matt Prittis.